The Senate will be in order. Will everyone in the Senate and the galleries please rise for the prayer from the Reverend Gock and remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag.
From the 116th Psalm we read, I love the Lord because he has heard the voice of my supplications, because he has inclined his ear to me whenever I call upon him. We thank you, Lord, for this day, for what we have been called to do here. Help us to serve with open hearts and minds so that the work we have to accomplish may be touched by your Spirit. Give to us wisdom to follow the path that will get us to accomplish what is necessary and needed and most helpful to those we serve. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Reverend, always good to see you.
Well,
keep up the good work.
We'll certainly try.
All right. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Serpoy, Crawford, Cunningham, Curls, Dixon, Igel, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Hoskins, Hummel, Kehoe, Koenig, Leibla, Munslinger, Nasheed, Onder, Richard, Riddle, Rizzo, Romine, Rowden, Sater, Schoff, Schatz, Shoup, Sifton, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson, Whelan.
Senator from Lewis. Senator from Lewis is here. Senator Andrew. Senator from Andrew is here. A quorum being present, the Senate is in session. Madam Secretary, please read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, second regular session, 10th day, Monday, January 22nd, 2018.
Senator McCall, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as though having been fully read.
Senator McCall has moved that further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as fully read. Does any senator desire to be heard? Does any senator desire to be heard? Hearing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Those opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye. Those of the contrary, say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Enter, Senator from Cole. What purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. I would seek unanimous consent from the body to allow law enforcement officers from St. Louis City, led by new Chief Hayden, to enter the chambers with sidearms.
Hearing no objection, the law enforcement officer will be allowed in the Senate chamber. Introduction of guest. Introduction of guest. Senator, introduction of guest. Senator from the 24th, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. We have some wonderful guests here today up in the upper gallery. They are people here for the trafficking assembly later on today, but they are from the Goldfarb School of Nursing at Barnes Jewish College in St. Louis, and these are our future healthcare providers. So I think we all should join together in making them feel welcome here in our chamber today.
Would the guest of the 24th please rise, and would the members of the Senate please welcome them to the Senate chamber. Introduction of guest. Senator from the 5th, what purpose do you rise?
Mr. President, I would like to introduce a very, very special guest.
You may proceed, Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, to my right and to your left, we have with us in this chamber the new police chief here in the, for the city of St. Louis, Chief Hayden. Let's give him a round of applause for his 30-year commitment in serving with the St. Louis Police Department.
Let's please welcome the guest of the Senator 5th in the Missouri Senate chamber. Senator from the 5th, you have further.
Mr. President, I would like to also introduce a very special guest.
You may proceed.
Today we have the Sex Trafficking Awareness here in the Capitol. And we have with us so many outstanding organizations who have come here. They're merged on the Capitol so that they can begin to tell us what's happening in the areas of human trafficking. Many of us really don't know what's going on around the state of Missouri when it comes to human trafficking. And so I would like to encourage each and every one of you to take time out to go and visit. But with us, we have the Guilford School of Nursing by way of BJC. Let's give them a round of applause for taking time out of their schedule to be here.
But also the guests of the 5th, the Senator from the 5th, please rise again and be recognized in the Missouri Senate chamber. Senator from the 14th.
Mr. President, I would like to inquire of the Senator from the 5th.
Senator from the 5th, you yield to inquire from the Senator from the 14th.
Let me think about it. Yes.
Senator, you may proceed.
Well, we had a fabulous weekend, and we heard some wonderful speeches in your city, in your district, and there were some powerful words that we heard on the steps of your city hall. First of all, I would like to join you in welcoming your new chief of police in the city of St. Louis. I know among the people who have been active in protesting on the streets in terms of the Stockley verdict are very glad to see him in that position, and hopefully we will have a balance of power in the city of St. Louis. But it does cause me to ask or have a conversation with you. There is an article that was in the St. Louis American this past week, and it was in regards to the lobbyists for the city of St. Louis. And I think the city of St. Louis is now, they raised their budget for lobbyists and for the city of St. Louis here at the Capitol by $20,000. And they changed their lobbyists. Prior to now, it used to be a gentleman, African-American gentleman, and now it is a crew of three people, all white, Caucasian. And one of the things that came out in the St. Louis American article that I read, as well as the senator from the 4th, is that one of the lobbyists don't have a lot of experience. That's what came out in the St. Louis American. The issue that I have is that particular lobbyist that they're talking about, who is now representing the city of St. Louis, worked for Republic Services. And he, being a so-called pro-labor person, was for the capping of contamination at the landfill, at Westlake Landfill. In fact, there was this website that was created where he said that he supported a capping, putting citizens in my district in danger. Now, as we move on to the conversation of the privatization of the St. Louis Airport, which I represent, I don't know if you read the article that was in the St. Louis Post-Dispatch written by Tony Messenger last week, but there is a substantial movement to privatize the St. Louis Airport, in which myself and Representative Courtney Curtis represent in St. Louis County. While it is the property of St. Louis City, it's within our districts. I'm totally against the privatization of St. Louis Airport, and it's for differing reasons that have already been stated publicly and what was in that Tony Messenger article. As I have said, we have a lot of radioactive waste in the area. There was one location in 1988 where 240 drums with Chinese uranium was found right there at the airport. During the late 60s, 70s, and 80s, there was a movement in 90s, a movement for a buyout of homes in that area. They said in some degree it was because of noise pollution, but in many of those areas, there were families who ended up getting sick with cancer because of radioactive waste, as well as some of the toxins the contamination that was underground, stored underground, and in the area around McDonnell Douglas. McDonnell Douglas is now, which is now Boeing, is cleaning up all of that contamination in that area. But the reason why I'm opposed to this privatization is whoever decides to build, if that goes through in the city of St. Louis, whoever decides to build in these areas, they need to know the history, the legacy of not only nuclear waste, but the waste that was produced by McDonnell Douglas. I wanted to have that conversation with you. I do believe that the article that was written in the St. Louis American fell short of the conversation dealing with the multiple contaminants that are there. But I also wanted to build that point that the lobbyists for St. Louis City, actually two of the lobbyists for St. Louis City now, are former or current lobbyists for Republic Services, which was part of the triad of the debacle that happened last year. And I just thought everybody should know that.
Well, yeah, well, you got my ear. I'm listening, and I've been listening to you for some time now.
It's just really important to talk about that privatization from the standpoint of the people you represent, because that's a whole nother reason why. There are a lot of labor folks who are against the privatization of the airport. I think there's one that came in from the AFL-CIO, but one of the lobbyists is known to be a labor person who's for it. So it doesn't make any sense. But two of the three lobbyists are also lobbyists for Republic Services or Lathrop and Gage or whatever. So I'm just, from an ecological standpoint, an environmental standpoint, privatization of the airport is really concerning to me.
Well, thanks, Senator.
Thank you.
Introduction of guests. Senator from Barton, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. I rise on a point of personal privilege.
Senate will come to order. The Senator from Barton has requested a point of personal privilege. Senator from Barton, you may proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. On the desk of each senator, there is a document. It's called A Call to Prayer in America. It comes from a rally that was held last week in the Capitol on Wednesday afternoon. And a number of legislators spoke there and shared the significance in their lives of prayer and of the faith in their serving here in the legislature. A number of them signed this pledge at that point, but there are a lot of my colleagues that weren't able to be at rally. And so we have the document, the pledge on the back table with the doorman. And I just wanted to rise and invite any senator who has not signed this pledge but would like to. They can review the pledge on their desk, and if they would like to sign on, that pledge is in the rear of the chamber. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. Introduction of guest. Hearing none. Petitions, memorials, remonstrances. Hearing none. Resolutions. Hearing none. Concurrent resolutions. Hearing none. Introduction of bills. Senator from Green, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. I have two bills.
Please send your two bills forward. Madam Secretary, please read the first bill.
Senate Bill number 946, introduced by Senator Dixon, an act relating to gifts in fraud of marital rights.
Senator, do you care to explain the bill?
Mr. President, for the benefit of the body and those listening online, under current law, a person in fraud of marital rights may be, gifts may be recovered by the surviving spouse and applied to the payment of the spouse's share of the estate. This would just specify that the date of the marriage would be the date that would be looked at, so there's no ambiguity.
All right, thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the second bill.
Senate Bill number 947, introduced by Senator Dixon, an act relating to estate planning.
Senator from Green.
Thank you, Mr. President, again, for the benefit of the body and those listening online. This deals with powers of appointment and trust protectors also trying to eliminate some ambiguity in statute and provides for the appointment of one or more persons, not a trustee, settlor, or beneficiary, to be given any powers over the trust, and such person may be appointed as a trust protector, similar term of it. Thank you, Mr. President.
All right, thank you, Senator. It's introduction of bills. Senator Fromm Berry, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill.
Send your bill forward. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 948, introduced by Senator Sater, an act relating to work and community engagement requirements for certain Mo Health Net participants.
Senator Berry, do you care to explain your bill?
No explanation. That was a good reading there. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Introduction of bill. Senator from Barton, purpose you rise.
President, I have a bill.
Please send your bill forward.
No explanation necessary.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 949, introduced by Senator Emery, an act relating to reading intervention in schools.
Introduction of bill. Senator from Lewis, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill.
Please send your bill forward.
No explanation needed.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 950, introduced by Senator Munslinger, an act relating to dental faculty permits.
Introduction of bills. Introduction of bills. Senator from Dallas, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill.
Please send your A bill forward. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 951, introduced by Senator Crawford, an act relating to hospital regulations.
Senator from Dallas, do you care to explain your bill?
I have no further explanation at this time.
Thank you, Senator. Introduction of bills. Introduction of bills. Hearing none. Hearing none. Senator from Cole, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. Thank you for saving me from the Senator from Franklin. Without objection, the Senate will go to order of business of announcements.
Hearing no objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements. Senator from Jefferson,
President,
are you objecting to that? Oh, I'm sorry. Senator from Code.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, thank you to everyone who participated in the bowling tournament last night. We had a great turnout. It was a great success. Just a quick couple of fun facts. This was the 30th year for the Senate bowling tournament. So many people, the rumor is we started it when the senator from Newton came on board because he's a bowler. By the way, he's not a very good bowler anymore. But it's not true. This is the 30th year. The first year that bowling tournament raised $562. A bowling tournament in the past has benefited Relay for Life, the Breast Cancer Foundation, the Ozarks, and this was the fourth year that we decided to put the benefit towards the St. Raymond Society here in town, who helps mothers who have recently had babies kind of get on their feet and get them going in life, and it's a great organization that we've been happy to support. So after 4 years to the St. Raymond Society, with the help of everybody in this room and all the sponsors, last night we raised $8,200, and that brings us over $30,000 in 4 years to St. Raymond Society. So I'd like the body to give themselves a round of applause. Just like this. I want to especially give a shout out to Tammy Tackett, who has been organizing this tournament for years. She does an incredible amount of work on this, and I would like the body to recognize Tammy Tackett for all the work she's done in the bowling tournament. And last but not least, Mr. President, last night's winning team was a round of shots, led by the senator from Franklin County. That was his team name. That was not the name of the senator. Senator from Franklin County, so congratulations to the team that he bought and stacked, I mean that he recruited. And we look forward to next year's bowling tournament. And thanks again to everybody who participated.
Thank you, Senator from Cole. Announcements. Senator from Andrew, up first to Roger.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have an announcement.
Please proceed.
The Local Government Elections Committee will meet upon adjournment in the Senate Lounge. Welcome all the members to attend.
Thank you, Senator. Senator from Jefferson, what purpose do you rise?
Mr. President, I have an announcement.
Proceed.
Mr. President, the Committee on Small Business and Industry will meet in Senate Hearing Room 1 upon adjournment.
Thank you, Senator. Announcements. Hearing none. Senator Cole.
Mr. President, no further business coming before the body. I move the Senate stand in recess until 1400 this day.
Senator from Cole has moved that the Senate stand in recess till 1400 hours this day. All those in favor of that motion say aye. All those opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate will stand in recess till 1400 hours this day.